Remember, officers and soldiers, that you are free men, fighting for the blessings of liberty. General George Washington. On the night of August 21st, 1776, a terrifying storm broke over New York. A storm as vicious as any in living memory. And for those who saw omens in such unleashed fury from the elements, those familiar with the writings of the Roman historian Livy, say, or the plays of Shakespeare, of whom there were many, a night so violent seemed filled with portent. Chroniclers Philip Fithian, Ambrose Searle, and Pastor Ewald Schuker called it a storm like a hurricane, a most terrible storm, the most vehement I ever saw, an uncommon, awful scene. A Connecticut officer on Brooklyn Heights, Major Abner Benedict, would describe how at 7 o'clock, a monstrous thundercloud rose in the west, looming higher and higher. It was surcharged with electricity, for the lightning was constantly searching it from limit to limit, he wrote. It began to rain. Then followed a crash louder than 1,000 cannon. In a few minutes, the entire heavens became black as ink, and from horizon to horizon, the whole Empyrean was ablaze with lightning. The thunder did not follow in successive peals, but in one continuous crash. The storm raged for 3 hours, yet strangely, the cloud appeared to stand still and swing round and round over the city. The lightning fell in masses and sheets of fire to the earth, and seemed to strike incessantly and on every side. Houses burst into flame. 10 soldiers camped by the East River below Fort Sterling were killed in a single flash. In New York, a soldier hurrying through the streets was struck deaf, blind, and mute. In another part of town, 3 officers were killed by a single thunderbolt. A later report described how the tips of their swords and coins in their pockets had been melted, their bodies turned as black as if roasted. To Major Benedict, the roar and bloodshed of battle were something to be expected. But there seems hidden meaning, some secret purpose, when the bolt is launched by an invisible arm and from the mysterious depth of space.